Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 41 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I am here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, we'll go through my week in terms of goldmaking, talk a little bit about what's happening with the game right now, and then the discussion point. And this week I'm going to talk a little bit about gold farming, which is something I don't do a lot of. I'm going to talk a little bit about raw gold farming, what that is and why that's different from farming materials and whether or not it's worth it for you. This episode will be a little shorter because I got married this weekend, so most of this week has been focused on wedding preparations, which means that my week hasn't had that much happening, and I'm also going to do a little bit of a shorter talk this week for the discussion point. But enough about that, let's dive into the game, or into the podcast, for real. So my week, obviously, as I said, I got married on Saturday, so wedding preparations, the actual wedding, and then like the hangover afterwards, sort of took precedence, so I did not play too much World of Warcraft for very obvious reasons. So what time I had, I focused primarily on the 30 days challenge. Actually, I only did the 30 days to a token challenge. I did not do anything on my regular multi-realm flipping empire at all. Now, I only have 9 days left to finish the challenge when I'm recording this, so I really gotta step up and focus over the last 9 days to make sure I get done in time. I'm at a good spot now. I'm still kind of positive that I'll make it without having to make a change, but we'll see. Worst comes to worst, I'm going to have to do some farming sessions during next weekend, but we'll see when we get there. Now, as I said, on my multi-realm flipping empire realms, I just didn't do anything at all, so I'm still sitting pretty at 18.2 million gold. I will have to repost my auctions at least once this week, because I gotta try to sell a couple more of my BOEs to get rid of them before 8.2 makes all of my world drops essentially worthless. So we'll see. Hopefully I can also do some shopping scans for battle pets just to keep some more of my gold in circulation rather than just lying around in my wallets. But I'm not sure how much time I'll have to that, because I'm really going to prioritize the challenge for very obvious reasons. Now I have hit a lot of nice sales for my challenge. Finally, my liquid gold has actually started increasing, because for the first 2 weeks I would just buy myself down to 500 gold or less every time. But now I'm actually sitting at about 18,000 gold now. It was more when I wrote my post on Sunday, which is pretty nice. My auction house value in my inventory is sort of flat, very slightly increasing. So I think I've sort of maxed out in terms of my markets, but we'll see. I had some huge price changes in Gloomdust, which means that suddenly enchanting isn't profitable. But the enchanting shuffle is very profitable, but just none of the enchants. So we'll have to see if that sustains or not, because it looks silly that the Gloomdust price is as high as it is. But I did take advantage and just shuffle a lot of bracers or some bracers and sell all of the gloom dust I could produce. So it's pretty good. I'm on the lookout for new markets now, though, because as I said, I'm sort of maxed out with my current profession, so I need to add some more flipping markets. The main one that I'm gonna try is doing flipping some of the alchemy consumables. It's a little risky because when 8.2 comes around, they're gonna be worthless, so I won't be buying too many. But I'm gonna try to do some flask flipping and possibly some potion flipping. We'll see if we can find any that are priced at a nice level. Now for the game, patch 8.2 obviously is still not upon us. So we'll just take a look at festivals and what's going on with the game. We'll have the Midsummer Fire Festival begins this week. So do dive into that if you're looking for the meta achievement and the mount, or you just want to enjoy the festival. This week we'll also have a time walking event, so make sure you hit the dungeons if you want any time warp badges or just want to enjoy some of the old eras of World of Warcraft. Of course, this can also be an opportunity to sell some old world enchants, because there are some people who try to get a min-maxed setup for these time walking dungeons. And the best setup will include the enchants from that era of the game. So I've never personally tried doing that, but I know that it's been a gold-making market, and I assume that there's still going to be a small market of people who care enough about farming their time warped badges quickly to do that. Now, all right, so the discussion point for this week. So we're going to talk a little bit about raw gold farming and compare it to regular item farming. Now, of course, farming is something I'm assuming that you're all familiar with, as it's the most common gold-making method in the game by far. Everyone pretty much knows that you can farm, you can go kill mobs and get items, or you can go collect mining ore nodes and sell the ore, or you can just kill mobs and you'll get some gold and some stuff to sell. Now, of course, the majority of farming is typically focused on getting a specific item or a specific set of items that's on the drop on the loot table of the mobs you're killing. And then you'll sell these items on the auction house or in trade chat to other players. This is usually also the best way to farm, as in the live game, inflation has been running for a really long time. Like, we've been generating gold since Classic, continuously. Which means that all of us who are playing the main game will have a fairly large amount of gold. And there's also a lot of gold being dropped around in BFA, even if it's less than what was the case in Legion. So we have a lot of gold that we're willing to spend on the auction house to buy the items we want or need. Now, a raw gold farm, on the other hand, is focused on killing mobs where you either get a lot of just gold dropped from them, or you get a lot of items that sell for a fairly high price to vendors. So you'll be generating pure gold. You won't be trading with other players. There are obviously some advantages to this. The main one is, of course, that you get pure gold. You don't have to wait to sell your stuff on the auction house. You're just going to get the gold right away. You may have to go to a vendor, but that's it. Which means that you get the gold right away and you can invest it on the auction house, or you can do whatever you want with it. Now, the disadvantage is generally that this is typically less profitable than farming items, at least in the main game where everyone has gold to spend on the auction house. Now, one area which is probably going to be skewed in the direction of raw gold farming will be when Classic World of Warcraft launches in August. Because in the beginning there won't be any gold, because none of us will have generated even a single gold. On day one there will be like zero copper on the realm. So it's going to take a while for us to generate enough gold that we can actually trade any sort of significant amounts of gold with each other, which means that you won't be getting a good price for your materials in the beginning, because no one will have gold, or no one will have a good amount of currency to spend on them. So to generate the gold the fastest way possible, you'll probably want to do or farm mobs where you just get a lot of raw gold, or a lot of expensive, relatively expensive at least, vendor trash. So this is pretty cool to sort of realize that. So what you're looking for when you're looking for raw gold, you're looking for something that just drops a lot of stuff that you can vendor, or just drops a lot of gold. Those are the things you care about. There are actually some methods that are relevant right today. I've been doing some of them a little bit on the 30 days to a token challenge. If I am going to do farming, I prefer doing gathering professions, but I've gone double crafting professions, which means that none of the I couldn't go farming for some ore if I wanted to spend a little extra time farming, which is what I would have done probably. So I had to do something else, and I don't like killing mobs in the same spot, and I haven't bothered figuring out how to get into a 2x4 group, which I probably really should. Maybe I should even make my own group. I know there's a World of Warcraft farming Discord, so I'll have to look into that this week to make sure I get enough gold. So I've been doing some of the raw gold methods, and the most well-known one is to run all of the Cataclysm Heroic 25-man raids. And then you just, the bosses drop a fairly large amount of gold, relatively to other mobs at least, and then you just vendor off all of the epics that you get from the boss. And you'll typically get about between 1 and 2,000 gold per raid, as well as a shot at some cool mounts in Firelands and Dragon Souls. There are also some farming spots that can give you raw gold. I remember watching a YouTube video of a spot in Town Long Steps in Mr. Pandaria. But there are other spots as well that you can find. They typically don't give you more than maybe 10,000 gold per hour, which is typically worse than farms that focus on items, but you are just getting pure gold, which is an advantage. So yeah, I think raw gold farming makes sense as a small scale supplement. You just like do 10 minutes extra and get a little bit of extra gold, because it's not going to change the rest of your setup. I personally quite like running the old raids, which is also one of the reasons why I do it. It doesn't feel as much as farming as just standing in one spot killing mobs does. I don't do it frequently though, but I have done it on my Challenge Realm character lately just to get a little bit of an infusion of gold into my wallet and thus into the auction house. If you really like farming, then I'd suggest just doing the more publicized normal farming methods, whether that's gathering or 2x4 farming or whatever you prefer, which will typically be more efficient in terms of pure gold making potential. But if you just want to experience a part of the game that you maybe haven't seen in a while and just get a little bit of extra gold doing it, then I suggest just jumping into an old raid. Yeah. So that is going to be it for me today. A little shorter episode because it's been a busy week. I hope you enjoyed it. If you do enjoy the show and you want more gold making content, you can go to thelazygoldmaker.com. If you really, really, really like the show and you want to support it, then do so on patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And I just want to thank all of my patrons for choosing to support me. And I'm going to wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.